This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Dr. Akilah L, but you can call me Dr. Akilah, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. How are you doing this evening? And for those who are listening, I wish upon you peace, blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity. I add that little happiness in there. This is a different time that I'm usually doing my broadcasting, because I usually do it in the morning, and as for those who've been following along, I had it at, I think I had it at 9 o'clock a.m., and then I moved it to 3 o'clock p.m., then I moved it to 9 o'clock p.m., so I'm telling you, today is just, one of those days. Just basically getting back on track, because as many of you know, I'm a natural bodybuilder, and I had a competition last Saturday. I entered into a competition where they allow women and men who take steroids and growth hormones to enter into the competition. And you would think that someone like me would not enter into those competitions because I'm natural, but basically I don't really, even though I'm natural, I'm pretty neutral about steroids. I'm not anti-steroids, believe it or not. Of course, I would never take them, but I do not criticize, condone, or judge others who do. And when I compete in these competitions, I know what I'm facing against. So I came in second place. I'm happy with that placement because the woman who beat me had a way better physique than I did. So, hey, it is what it is. I'm tall, so I have a slender physique. She's shorter, and she's more bulkier, and, you know, everything looked great on her. And, of course, you know, me being the only natural on the stage, you know, I just couldn't win over her. So I totally am in agreement with the way she should have won, because, hey, she came in looking great. So congratulations to her. And congratulations to myself, because I really did have a good time. And I look forward to doing it again. I was going to compete again 2 weeks from now, but due to some situations that's going to occur emotionally, I don't want to go into it, but I'm preparing for a loss of someone I really, really love. I don't see me being mentally ready for that competition, so I'm not going to compete on May the 23rd in Birmingham, and not Birmingham, I think it's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. So that's going to disappoint a lot of my fans and supporters. But I will be competing again in 2 more months, I think in July, so I'm looking forward to that. And those who have participated in our International Healing Circle, thank you. We had a United Mass Healing Visualization Prayer for the people listed on the website, and it was on the first Sunday, which was, I do believe, May the 3rd, and we all were together. I think I missed, I said it my last broadcasting when I was blasting everybody about that swine flu. I kind of like skipped my steps there and, you know, talked about the prayer, but it didn't happen yet. So I prayed twice. Hey, good for me, huh? Good for people that's getting it. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about finding your life purpose. This is something I thought was very much needed, and it does relate to holistic health and healing and well-being because, you know, a lot of people work in their jobs and they're not happy. And when I listen to people talk, especially when they talk about retirement, a lot of people always want to know about their Social Security. You know, will they be able to receive Social Security benefits when they retire? And, you know, when you really work for your life purpose, in my opinion, there is no retirement. I was asked this question several times in my life that, like, oh, when you finish doing this and you're going to train an apprentice, and you retire, what you going to do? And I said to myself, yeah, I will probably train an apprentice to take over certain areas of my business, especially when I intend to move to Germany part-time. I will need someone here to work the way I work and learn the secrets and the trades that I know to take over while I'm away and also keep the practice going. But I don't see me retiring. I don't see myself retiring. Retiring is something that's just not on the cards for me. You know why? Because what I do is not work. It's not. I am employed by the Most High, so I get paid very well. And I get exceptional health benefits. and we're not talking about HMO either. We're talking about the benefits of wonderful health through the Most High. And I love to have the Most High as my boss. So I get raises when I stay on purpose and I get to meet wonderful. The only way I could not do this, and I don't see that happening ever, is that if I was to go into a mental blockage or where I start to forget all of the lessons and all of the knowledge that I know. Okay, that's the only thing. I would probably, if that was to happen. But I don't see that happen. I don't have the lifestyle that would have that happen to my brain. What they say, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So, hey, trust me. I have been using it, and I'm not losing it at all, and I have no intentions of losing it. So, you know, this knowledge, and I love learning, so this knowledge will be passed on to others, and I will keep doing it until my boss says, okay, time's up, and, you know, I'm ready to go to the spiritual side of the world. So that's that. A lot of times people want to know, how do you find your life purpose? And that in itself is not a hard thing. It's not an easy thing. It takes time to find your life purpose, and I'm going to go over those steps with you in a minute. But let me share with you how I was given signs about my life purpose, how I strayed away from those signs, and how things didn't go right because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't doing what I was put here on earth to do. And once I started to do what I was put on earth to do, everything went smoothly. So when I was a little girl, I've always wanted to be a nurse. I had this nurturing nature about myself. If somebody was sick, I wanted to take care of them. I remember my brother and I, we always played doctor, and I was always the doctor. I was always the nurse. I was always the person taking care of them. If I found a sick puppy or, oh, my mom used to hate that. If I found a stray animal that was sick, I would sneak it into the house and take care of it. Ooh, I got plenty of whippings for that. But I always was that nurturing type of child. And as I got older, I began to idolize my father, who at the time was a police officer and also in the Navy, and a very active man, was a very, was taught sort of like the hero type. For some reason, I stopped wanting to be a nurse or a doctor and decided I wanted to be either a Secret Service agent, yes, believe it or not, Secret Service agent, or I wanted to work as a police officer or some kind of federal agent where I could protect and serve. And I did that only because I wanted to follow along the footsteps of my father and be something that I thought that he would be proud of, not for something that I was put here on earth to do. So now here's where stuff goes wrong for me, where nothing was working right. So I'm in junior ROTC, everything's going great. So when I go to college, I enroll into the ROTC program in my college. And during my sophomore year, I was getting prepared to go to officer training school. And the three months before I was supposed to go to officer training school, I was at a party, and we were standing on the side of a curb, and a guy who was totally drunk, he was very intoxicated, he got in the car and started to roll onto the sidewalk. I didn't see him. He didn't see me, obviously, because he was drunk. And he pushed me down with the car. Now, the car is going slow. It wasn't even going fast. The car is going slow. And he pushed me down because I was shocked that I was pushed down. And the left tire began to roll over my left leg slowly. And I'm underneath this car looking at my body, slowly getting crushed under it. Finally, a big group of football players came, and they all lifted the car off me right before it got to my pelvic area, thank God. And it flipped it on its side to prevent it from rolling over me completely, because everybody was yelling at him, stop, stop, you're running over her, you're running over her. And he was so drunk he wasn't paying attention, and so the football players pulled it off. So I was rushed to the hospital. Long story short, I was not able to go to the officer training school. And then the next year after that, Father Bush was in office. Actually, I think he was already in office. I'm not sure, but either he was coming in office or he was already in office. I'm not sure. But this is Daddy Bush, not the son Bush. And Daddy Bush had signed a cutbacks with the military. And my eyesight was at a point where I could usually get it waived, because I was ready to go back to officer training school to get my lieutenant bars so I can be an officer when I go into the Army. So therefore, he did not allow my eyesight to be waived for that year because he was doing major military cutbacks. So that wasn't going along. So that was a clue that the Most High was giving me, showing this is not where I want you to go. I don't want you to go into the military. You're not here to be a soldier. Did I listen? Nope. What I do? I decided to focus on the police academy. And long story short, because I don't want to spend all that time in my life, I could write several books and they all be a bestseller. So I'm going to really crunch this up into clip notes. I go to officer training school. I'm successful in that. I go to police academy. I'm successful with that. Attempt to work as a police officer in Fort Valley, got bored, came to Morrow, had some racial incidents that happened to me in Morrow, and that just showed me again that the Most High is like, you're not supposed to be a police officer. I leave Morrow, go to Georgia State. Don't like Georgia State. I'm not happy at any of these police jobs I'm having, okay? So I leave Georgia State and I come down to Clayton County. I mean, every police department I worked for, I was never happy. There was a lot of politics there. There was a lot of corruption, especially the last police department I worked for. And I started to suffer from insomnia, schizophrenia, because I started to believe that, you know, a lot of people that, you know, were incarcerated were out on the streets looking for me. So, you know, paranoia is there, too. So finally, the Most High put a situation in front where I either had to resign or get fired, and I resigned, and that's when I said, you know what, I think I'm going to go and become a massage therapist. And massage school, no problem. And then I said, you know what, I think I'm going to start learning iridology. And then I said, you know what, I think I'm going to start learning herbology because I know how to work herbs to cure people for cancer. Let me learn how to deal with diabetes. Let me learn how to deal with holistic health. And do you know that every school that was for healing, no matter how much it cost, getting the money was easy. Everything came easily and effortlessly when it came to learning and going into these avenues of healing. There was never a blockage there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything was open for me. And if I wanted to learn, I learned. If I needed the money to go to this school, I got the money, no problem. And then starting the business wasn't hard. Everything was going great. And I have to say that after doing this for 13, 14 years now, I have never had a challenge or difficulty with this business as I did when I was a police officer, when I was a bodyguard, when I was all those, when I was superwoman, okay? So, and then I finally realized that, okay, this is my life purpose. My life purpose is to help people heal themselves mentally, physically, and spiritually through holistic means. I am here to educate others, to motivate them to go into the holistic lifestyle, to not give so much credit to the medical facilities. And all of the training that I've received from policing, from being a bodyguard, from learning martial arts, that training of the fight should be for people who allow their rights to be taken away, especially when it comes to the medical society, who do not stand up for their health, who allow, you know, the powers that be to provide, to do all kinds of unnecessary surgeries, especially this exploratory surgery. Anybody who signed up for exploratory surgery is saying, yes, I would like to sign up to be your guinea pig. Where do I sign? You know, I am totally against exploratory surgery. This is crazy. A lot of people don't question the purpose and the procedures that goes against them, and sometimes they just don't stand up to doctors. That's when the warrior in me comes out. And I fight for those people who can't fight for themselves, so that I use all of the training and all the fight that I've had and the protection and defensiveness that I had in the other business. I use it for holistic means and to protect others who can't protect themselves. So this is my life purpose, and I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. Now, that's just a quick analogy of how I got to know my life purpose. Let me help you find yours. Now, let me just say this, that there are ways of finding your life purpose, okay? Now, while finding your life purpose is, you know, it's not easy, it can be a very rewarding personal experience. Now, when you start out, don't expect instant results. When you're trying to find out your life purpose, don't go out there and say, okay, I got to find something instantly and that you're going to find it in one day. It's not going to happen. You know, I've talked about finding your life purpose takes time, so don't expect to find it so soon. It's a journey, and rather than, you know, making the journey happen quick, fast, and hurry, enjoy the ride. enjoy the process of learning your purpose in life. Because when you tell the universe, when you say to the universe, I'm open to learn what my purpose here on earth, that's when the ride began, and you just have to hold on and enjoy the journey, because it will be a very educational journey, okay? So that's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to identify your strengths. Now, your life purpose is related to your personal strengths. If you are, say, for instance, if you're strong in learning, for instance, it's likely that your life purpose is related to learning, just like mine, you know. I have strength in instantly and intuitively knowing someone's body, their health issues, their challenges, and we're talking about on an emotional level too, not just on a physical level. We're talking about on an emotional level and a spiritual level. I can look at someone and I can tell exactly what's going on with their health physically, and after talking to them for probably like 3 to 5 minutes, I know exactly what's going on with them mentally and emotionally. And I know the remedy that will take care of it, provided that they're not a guinea pig of the medical society. I can tell them all the natural ways of healing it. That is my strength. And I do it every day, whether I want to or not. Like, for example, Sunday, I had my competition on Saturday, and I went to the gym on Sunday. I went to the gym to relax. Believe it or not, I wasn't going there to lift weights. My gym has a sauna and a steam room. And let me tell you something. The sauna is a great way, so the steam room, but the sauna is better, to release toxins. And I, after putting my body through so much stress preparing for that competition, I need to relax and I need to go into the sauna and just release a lot of toxins, do some skin brushing. So while I was waiting for the sauna to get hot, because I got there early in the morning on that Sunday, I was sitting on the couch. My gym has a very posh female locker room. I mean, I don't go to a cheap gym. I go to a very, very well-to-do gym, and it's not a franchise. It's a beautiful gym. It's very classy, exclusive. And I was in there watching TV, just minding my business. And someone came up and started to talk to me, and next thing I know, I'm giving them nutritional advice, you know, because it happens that way all the time, because, you know, all they said to me was, oh, you usually go out there in the gym and really work out. You're back here relaxing. I said, yeah, I'm not lifting weights today. I'm just going to chill out and relax in the sauna. And it's like, and then it just came up, well, what is the sauna good for? And then when I told her what the sauna is good for, she wanted to know more about detoxing. And then when I told her about detoxing, she wanted to know more about proper foods for detoxing. And then went on and on and on and on. You see what I'm saying? So this is something I do every day, whether I'm in the health environment or not. And it's a strength that I have. So when you are on your life purpose, you would notice that you are doing things unconsciously and consciously that is part of the reason why you're here. And I'm going to give you also a hint. Your main reason for being here is to help humanity in some way. Okay? It's not to sell this many records or, you know, appear on this many times on a stage in Broadway. It is to provide some type of service to humanity, whether that service is through laughter, whether that service is through song, whether that service is for help, healing, guidance, protection. You know, it just depends. But you're not here for yourself. You're here to provide a better good for humanity in some way, shape, or form, okay? Whether it's through inspiration, motivation, enthusiasm, it could be a lot of things, okay? The third thing I want you to note for helping to identify your life purpose is to know your passion. Now, as you can tell with me and my lifestyle, I have a passion for holistic health. And your passions are things you do because you love them and not because of external rewards such as money or recognition. You know, if you do something because you love it and you can do it for free, but you make money out of it, then that's a passion. Like, I didn't get any money or any monetary gain from giving that woman all kind of free advice. And I don't do that often. I believe in not casting pearls to swine. And sometimes if I look at a person, I can tell that I'm wasting my time trying to tell them how to eat and how to, you know, do this and do that. I don't go there. I keep my mouth shut. I don't cast pearls before swine. So, but if I see the person is really receptive, and I'm good at reading people's energy, I'm good at reading their aura, and I can look at someone and tell whether they're asking me because they sincerely want to know for the betterment of their life, or they ask it because they just want to talk and have a conversation. If they just want to have a conversation, I keep my interactions very limited, and I'll let them do all the talking because that's what they want to do anyway. But if you have a passion for this, you'll notice that you're doing this because you really, really love it. And the fact that you get paid for it and you get recognition for it, it's just a bonus. But it's not the purpose of it, okay? If you're doing something for the purpose of money, for the purpose of recognition, then it's not your life purpose. But your passions is something you love, okay? The next thing is identify your causes. Identify the causes that matter to you. What matters to you? Is there a condition in the world that makes you feel discontent? Is there a condition that makes you feel the urge to do something about it? Once again, using myself as an example, I think a lot of people are ignorant on how to eat properly. I think a lot of people are, they lack the knowledge of their rights as a patient. They lack the knowledge of how to deal with medical doctors and how to question them. They lack the knowledge of the harmful effects of medication. They lack the knowledge of a lot of things. And I believe that's a service I can provide to provide you knowledge, provide you the map that will gear you into your road of self-awareness, of health, of holistic mental stability, happiness, and prosperity, okay? Because, you know, you want to get to that level where you can afford to buy organic food. But until that happens, buy organic fruits and vegetables. But until that happens, just buy fruits and vegetables, period. And then move up to organic when you begin to attract that money to you, okay? So if there's a condition that you feel the urge to do something about it, that's something that your cause. You need to write that down because that's related to your life purpose. Now, when you have all this, you know, now that you have identified your strengths, your passions, and your causes, you can find the intersection, you know, between them. So, you know, list all the causes, all right? List your strengths. And pick the things that you're very passionate about. And then when you go through those lists, I want you to pick a cause from your list of causes, from your list of strengths. Pick those that help you improve the situation of the cause. Okay? I'm gonna say that again. Pick a cause from the list of your causes. Now, go to your list of strengths and pick those lists, a list from the strength, pick those that can help you improve the situation in the cause, all right? Now, from the strengths you pick, find one that you work on with enthusiasm. So let me give you an example, okay? Let's say, for instance, in my list of cause, one of the causes is education, educating people on holistic health. Let's just put that in, okay? So on my list of causes, I pick educating people on holistic health, all right? Now, I got a list of strengths. I got many strengths. So I'm going to pick a list, a thing from my list. So I'm going to pick motivation. I'm a great motivator. I can motivate a lot of people. I can give them, and I can give much enthusiasm in motivating. So I can motivate people for the cause of educating them of holistic health. And then from my strength, I can pick one that I'm enthusiastic about. Well, on my strength, one of my strengths is I'm very determined. Very, very, very determined, and I'm persistent. So here it is, I can be determined to motivate those who need to be educated on holistic health. Did you see how I did that? So I took that from my list, and it gives me more of an understanding of my purpose in life. Now, you can repeat this exercise until you find a cause which has strong intersection with your strengths and passions. And when you do this exercise, you will find a cause you deeply care about for which you can effectively do something with enthusiasm. This is a clear sign of your life purpose. And once you have that, go ahead and write a personal mission statement. Now, you don't have to do it right away. A mission statement takes some time to develop. But based on what you find in your previous step, write a personal mission statement. It could be a one-liner that is concise, that consistently communicates what your life purpose is all about. All right? Don't worry about getting it right on the first try, or don't worry about it sounding so nice or having it rhyme. Just write it out and test them out, and you'll probably be surprised. You'll be changing your mission statements often until you find one that really, really clicks with you, okay? And these are the things that will help you along in life with a personal mission statement. Now, I'm gonna take a couple of breaks here, and when I come back, we're going to talk more on your life purpose. I'm going to tell you the benefits, because there's lots of great benefits of living your life purpose. Trust me. This is something you definitely, definitely want to do. So I'm going to do a couple of drops, and then I'll be right back on Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Holistic Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archived radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141, or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
And we are back to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is your host, Dr. Akilah. Oh, my goodness, I am so mellow today. You know why? Because I didn't go to the gym today. You know, I talk about this on my other shows when I started doing the broadcasting early in the morning before I go to the gym, because I think the first 3 or 4 broadcastings, the telephone broadcasting, I was just so hype and loud and bouncing all the walls and making all kinds of jokes that I had just came from the gym. And I have a lot of energy when I come from the gym. So today I'm taking a break. Actually, I'm taking a break tomorrow, too, and I'll be back in the gym on Wednesday. And then, I'll be off the hook again. So my energy will be like, poing. So, but I'll start doing it early in the morning before I hit the gym so that I can save a lot of that energy for the gym. But even so, even when I come from the gym, I am bouncing off the wall. So that's something that I take in consideration when I do my broadcasting on the telephone. Anyway, we're talking about your life purpose and how to find your life purpose. So I gave you examples of finding your life purpose. Now, let me tell you the rewards of living your life purpose. Now, when you live your life purpose, it gives meaning to everything you do. Your life purpose makes everything you do meaningful. You can be successful outside, but if you don't find meaning, if you don't find something meaningful that you're doing, you will feel empty inside. So you can find that a lot of people who are billionaires or they have lots of money, but they just are depressed. They're very depressed because they are not finding any life purpose. And, you know, when they say money it doesn't make you happy, well, I mean, it makes you happy to a certain level, but if you don't have a life experience to living your life purpose, you're not going to feel fulfilled. You're going to feel empty. And a lot of times when people resort to drugs, they feel empty inside, and they don't feel like they are living a meaningful life. So they have to find alternative means of helping them out. So, yeah, that's something you should take in consideration. So, yeah, this is something that's very good. Something else to take in consideration is that when you live in your life purpose, it directs and guides you. Not only can your life purpose give you meaning, but it can also give you clear directions on where to go in life. It helps you make big decisions in life. And people who don't find their life purpose don't have a strong foundation upon which to make their decisions. They most likely will just follow popular opinions. And they usually look for popular opinions and live their life according to others' opinions. And I really, really feel sorry for those people. I mean, when you base your life on what other people think, you're a slave. And you're a slave to the criticism and the opinions of others. And strong is the person who follows the beat of their own drum. When you live your life the way you want to live it and you don't care what other people think, say, or do, you are by far a very strong person who lives in your life's purpose. Okay? So kudos to those who live their life regardless of being the outsider, being the black sheep of the family, being the person that does not, how should I say, that go against the odds. You know, if you ever see a line of cows going into the slaughterhouse, you just hope that one of those cows say, hey, where the hell are we going? You know, you just wish one of those cows just stop and say, where am I going? Why am I following everybody? And I think those people who follow others and you just get out of line because you just want to know where you're going and why you're going in that direction, and if nobody can answer that for you, you just get out of line. You just get out of line. That's that whole thing is you're out of line. Yeah, you are out of line. You're out of line because you do not follow everybody else's opinion, and you're not following the line that goes nowhere because the powers that be told you to do so. So, yeah, get out of line. Get out of line and make your own path for your own journey to your own empowerment, education, prosperity, health, love, peace, and most of all, finding your purpose in life. Now, the third thing of why it's great to find your life purpose is that it motivates you. It makes you get up in the morning, actually. You know, I wake up every day grateful, grateful for that day, grateful to teach others, but to also be taught as well, grateful to learn as well as to teach, grateful for living the life I'm supposed to live and living it to its fulfillment. In life, there are always difficult times to go through, okay? You can always have difficult times. You may experience failures or rejections. And in such situations, your life purpose can give you the motivation you need to keep going. How can your life purpose do that? By helping you see beyond the horizon. What you face in front of you may seem difficult, but your life purpose helps you see beyond it. And that's true. A lot of times there are road blockage that will be in front of us. And when you live in your life purpose, you see that blockage right there in front of you. But you know you're going to overcome that. You know you're going to hurdle that soon because you have your eyes on the prize and it's at the finish line. And that's what your life purpose keeps you. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you focused on the bigger picture, not on the small little things that don't matter at the moment, okay? So, you know, when it comes to your life purpose, it gives you meaning in everything you do. And I mean mostly everything you do, it does give you meaning. You love to do it. You love to live by it. You just love to educate others. I like to see people talk about their passion in life. And it can be in a lot of things that they're passionate about, but you can see it in their face. They're just so happy to tell you about stuff. And sometimes it's stuff you just don't care about. But just they're so animated that you enjoy watching their presentation just from the animation of their facial expressions alone and their body language, and they're just so hyped and so, you know, great, and the words that they're coming out of their mouth are so inspiring that they convince you about something that you, before meeting them, could care less about. Now, that's someone living their life purpose, okay? And I also like a person that makes you feel good. It makes you feel love, that make you feel like you've been listened to and that you matter. Those people have life purposes. And this is what I'm talking about when it comes to providing a service to humanity. You know, humanity really needs help right now. And we're so behind in a lot of things that only because the masses, and I mean a lot of people, are not living their life purpose. You know, only a handful of us. And the schools are not teaching it. The colleges and the universities are not teaching it. They're just teaching you how to be a good worker bee, but they're not teaching you how to be the queen bee. And granted, don't get me wrong, everybody cannot be a queen bee. Everybody has, you know, you have some people who have to be workers, and that's understandable. But you can also be a worker and live in your life purpose as a worker. Your life purpose could be empowering those in higher places to be better so that they could provide a better service to humanity. You see what I'm saying? Your life purpose can be directly and indirectly related to the empowerment or the betterment of humanity, and that's that. And when you live your life purpose, it's very rewarding. I basically would like to see more people focus on their life purpose, because so many people out there are depressed and they are unhappy. They create diseases for themselves at work because they're not happy with their jobs. Do you understand that carpal tunnel disease is just a telltale sign that someone is working in a profession they do not love. I've talked to some people who come to me as clients with herbal cures for carpal tunnel. And I tell them, well, let me tell you the cause, because as a naturopathic doctor, we deal with causes. We don't deal with, masking the symptoms, and I do not intend on being one of those naturopathic doctors who will mask the symptoms with herbs like medical doctors do with medicine. No. Let's get to the root cause and find out what's really going on with you to make these symptoms occur, and then we'll give you the herbs to help ease the symptoms as we take care of the root cause, as well as providing herbs and methods to take care of the root cause. So when someone has carpal tunnel, this happened to me, I think a year ago. I had a female. She was working in a telecommunications type of job, and she wasn't the one who was dealing with the phone calls. So she was at this market for a very, very long time. So she was dealing with the administration work. It was a very lucrative job. I think she made six figures a year. So she didn't have to work for nothing, but she began to develop carpal tunnel disease after working there for a year, and it was affecting her performance with typing and filing and shorthand and things like that. And I told her, I say, well, it's a sign to me that you don't like working at your job. And she instantly got defensive. She said, oh, I do love working at my job. Are you kidding me? Do you know how much I get paid? I get paid X amount of da-da-da-da-da. I said, well, let me ask you something. I hear you talking, but let me ask you this. If you were to be awarded money, let's say, for instance, in a fund, let's say, for instance, you had a great Aunt Sue that you knew nothing about. She knew about you, and she was rich. I mean, rich, 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 rich. And she died recently, and in her will, she awarded $50 million fund to you that you can use. It's tax-free, and you can use that $50 million any way you feel fit. Would you still work at that job? And she said, not only did she say no, she said, hell no. So that just let me know right then and there. She did not like her job. Because let me tell you something. If you live in your life purpose and you were awarded $50 million, you still would do your life purpose, but you'll do your life purpose with $50 million in the bank. So the fact that she would be more than happy to quit, she said she wouldn't even give a resignation or even a 2 weeks notice. She'll just say, she'd just come up in the office, stand on top of her desk and say, ladies and gentlemen, I got an announcement to make. I quit. And she just walks out. So if she really enjoyed working at this place of business, quitting would not be would not even be a thought in her mind. But because she did not like it there, after a while she started to think, she says, yeah, the hours are long, the people who I work for are idiots. I'm always the go-to person, I'm always the one who bails people out of trouble. I'm always the peacemaker, the counselor, the mama, the nurturer. And she has so many hats with the very small title that she has. And she justified going through this mental stress, the overwhelming emotional roller coaster. She justified this abuse, in my opinion, that's what I'm calling it, abuse. She justified this abuse by the six-figure income that she gathers every year. And, okay, I understand her justification for that, but that's not your life purpose. Now, am I saying she should quit her job? No. I do believe that she should use those funds and save them to help to help her with her life purpose. Maybe she's there for another reason. Maybe that's just a stepping stone for her to be there, and that she can find her calling through other means. Maybe she just needs that money to take her through school, to use for other trainings that's supplied by the company. It's, you know, it varies from person to person. It really varies from person to person. And what I would do would, I would just analyze a game plan. You know, I can beat Michael Jordan in basketball anytime, anyway, anywhere, provided that I blindfold him. If I blindfold Michael Jordan, I will smoke him in basketball. Why? Because he can't see the goal and I can. That goes for life in general. If you cannot see your goals, you cannot know where to aim for. You don't know where you're aiming for, just like the ball. If Michael can't see the basket goal, he can't know where, he doesn't know where to aim the basketball. You have to treat life like that. You have to know what you're aiming in life. You have to see that goal and aim for it. And write these goals out. Why, writing is something that brings something out from the conscious to the subconscious mind. And if you may not know this, but your subconscious mind rules your life. Your subconscious mind is dictating what's going on in your life. And in order for you to start making a plan for your life purpose, or to even travel down a road of empowerment, you have to write down your goals. Let me say this again. You have to write down your goals. Even if you just write them on a napkin or a piece of paper, at least you're writing them out, okay? So just do that. Write them out and be more aware of your goals. And basically just heed to it. Just heed to your goals and plan them out and follow them. You'll be surprised that you're more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. The same thing with the life purpose, you know. If you write all the causes and your passions, your enthusiasms, you know, those things like that are very important to find out what your life purpose. Wouldn't you want to wake up every morning happy to wake up, happy to do your job? I'm going to tell you something. I love my life. Even the challenges I have, and at the moment I'm going through an emotional challenge, and I'm thankful for that, actually, because it reminds me of how precious emotions are as a human being. It's what lives life, and I'm going to be a very, very sad person this Thursday, and I do wish everyone to send me healing prayers and keep me in your thoughts, because I'm going to lose somebody very, very precious to me this Thursday. So I'm thankful for the feelings of loss and the emotions of unhappiness and sadness and those things like that. I'm going to appreciate those things. And I know that sounds crazy to appreciate those feelings, but those are who I am. You know, I was riding high on the horse, happy for several weeks, I think even for several months. You know, and when you come down from that high, you have to embrace it too. So, you know, what comes up comes down, and what goes down has to come up. So even though, right, you know, this process is going to be a very challenging one on me emotionally, I give thanks for it because I know that the sun will shine tomorrow. Every time it rains, remember, the sun will come out again. You know, it may not come out the next day, but it's going to come out. And once it does come out, it's going to shine brighter than ever, and it's going to dry up all of the rain, all of the dew, and everything that that was wet from the rain before. And you got to look at life like that. You know, those tears, you know, they're going to dry up. And as days go by, you know, it's not so hard anymore, and time does heal. So when you live in your life purpose, this is something that helps you get over it. It really helps you stay focused and stay in tune to your emotions as a human being. And you can use your life purpose to help you with the bad times, quote unquote bad times. I don't really like to call them bad times. I like to call them challenges. It can help you with life challenges as well as life rewards. So, my good people, find out your life purpose. Make as of today. Write it down that today, if you don't know what your life purpose is, as of today, find out what your life purpose is all about. Find out why you're here as a human being. And find out how you can better humanity, even better the world, okay? So when you do this, you would live a more fulfilled life, a life of happiness, a life of substance, a life of just really just fulfillment. And I wish this upon you. Because a lot of us, we shouldn't be alone on this beautiful mountain of health and wealth and wellness and prosperity and peace all by ourselves. It's kind of lonely up here. I want the same thing for you as I want for myself. Because why? You know, what I want for you, I want for myself threefold. So if I help you, I'm helping myself. All right? Great. This is Dr. Akila, and you have been in tune to Healing Power Hour Radio. Thank you for tuning in to me. I think I'm going to have the next broadcast next week, and I'll probably share with you my life challenge this week, because it's what I go through. I can help you, because I'm, of course, will overcome it and learn some things that I can teach you from my life experiences. So those things that I learn and live through, I will help you along the way. So probably next week, next Tuesday or next Wednesday, I'm not sure. Just check the schedule. Wait. You know what? I think the Q&A is coming up really quick, isn't it? Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, listen. I got to announce this on my newsletter. Yes, okay, listen. Question and answer period will be on May the 18th. Jeez, I forgot about that almost. Yes, May the 18th is the call-in question and answer period. So if you have any questions that you want me to answer in relation to your health, to your wellness, anything, you can call into the show. I do believe I'm going to do that show at 9 o'clock a.m. Maybe 9:30, I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm going to do it at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock at on the May the 18th. It's going to be a call-in show. Let me give you the number, because if you want to call in and ask me any kind of questions whatsoever related to holistic health, mental wellness, spiritual enlightenment, the phone number to call is 347-884-9480. Let me give that number again. It's 347-884-9480. And that's going to be my Q&A question and answer period on May the 18th. If you are not going to be available to call in, you can email me your questions, and I will read them over the air and answer them. So go to my website, healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour. Hour is H-O-U-R, power, of course, P-O-W-E-R, and healing is H-E-L-I-N-G, healingpowerhour.com. And you'll see my email address, and just go to my email address and click on it and send me an email saying it's a Q&A, you have a question for me to ask, you have a question for me to answer, go ahead and type it out, and I'll read it on the air that day and, you know, give you an answer. So if you can't call in live, you can always email me your question, and I will answer it live on the air. Man, I got a great memory, because I was saying to myself, I wasn't going to log in until next Wednesday. But it looks like I'm going to be lining in, I'm going to be calling in on the 18th, because that is, not only is that our United Mass for the Mass prayer and visualization for our International Healing Circle, but it's also the day that I'm going to do my Q&A. I said I'm going to do a Q&A every third Monday of the month. So if you're up during that time, mark your calendar. and mark the time and be sure to call in during that time so that we can have a great Q&A session that day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Dr. Akila, and I'm going to be signing off here now. And like I stated, if you would like to contact me, you can always do so by going to my website, healingpowerhour.com. I do have an office number here at the Wellness Center. That phone number is 770-603-0141. And basically, you can call in or you can email, and we will look forward to serving you. So therefore, I'm out and sign off, and I would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Take care, and much blessings to you. Peace and love. Bye-bye.